When you see a person with diabetes for the first time, are you going to start these drugs or one or the other before other kinds of therapy?
Well, right now, we don't have any evidence that for people who don't have any problems with their heart or their kidneys or blockages in their arteries, for people who are clean in that regard, we don't have any evidence that there's extra benefit from these drugs. Now, that said, these are the only two drugs for diabetes that really provide substantial weight loss. They're great blood sugar lowering drugs, and they lower blood pressure, so they have a lot to recommend them. But they, you know, if you haven't had problems with your heart and you don't have problems with your kidney, there's probably not an extra special benefit of these drugs.
But if there is an extra special benefit, using your word choice, you have some degree of kidney disease, you know you have had problems with your heart, are these now first-line drugs?
We generally say not first-line. The first-line drug is still metformin, just because it's so cheap, so effective, and it has its cardiovascular benefits of its own. But certainly there's a what we call a compelling indication, meaning that there's very good reason to use these GLP-1 receptor agonists or SGLT2 inhibitors if you have chronic kidney disease or heart disease.
And where's then the use of insulin in this thinking process?
Well, that's a great question. So we recently, on October 5th, published new guidelines from the American Diabetes Association and the European Association for the Study of Diabetes. And we talked about SGLT2 inhibitors and GLP-1 receptor agonists being used specifically in people with heart disease and kidney disease as a compelling indication. But we also downgraded the use of insulin and said that if you need the additional power, you know, the additional effectiveness of a blood sugar lowering drug that you get from these injected agents, so that's the GLP-1 receptor agonist and insulin, that you really should use the GLP-1 receptor agonist. They're equally effective, maybe even more effective than insulin and blood sugar lowering, but they provide weight loss instead of weight gain, and they don't increase the risk of hypoglycemia or low blood sugar reactions like insulin does. The downside to the GLP-1 receptor agonist, though, is that they're more expensive. So they're more, the retail price, and nobody pays retail anymore, but the retail price is on the order of $20 to $30 a day. As opposed to insulin, which is more on the order of $3 to $5 a day.
But again, you don't have those episodes of hypoglycemia where sugar falls.